Hello. Hi. Is that better?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, get your corkscrew, pull the cork out, and get ready to pour another episode of
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. Each episode, our players battle out over a number of rounds to see who will be the masters of the Inquisition. And you'll notice there are some themes for the questions that run through this episode, so you'll see how that goes. Anyway, let's meet this week's players. Now, normally they choose a fruit for the last round, but we're going to start with the fruits this time. So, Team 1, Eric and Amanda, both welcome back. What fruit have you chosen?
We have chosen peach.
Peach, very good. And Team 2, Guy and Tejas, also welcome back to both of you. What fruit have you chosen?
We have chosen pear.
Okay, so we're going to have a battle of peach versus pear this evening. But before we get started, what are you guys looking forward to about Christmas? Or are you looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah, I'm a notorious hater of Christmas, but I am looking forward to spending time with friends, so yeah.
Okay, why do you hate Christmas?
I just don't get the hype.
Okay.
I'm a Halloween person, and Thanksgiving as an American, and I would rather just like do Thanksgiving and then skip to New Year's.
Okay, and just forget about Christmas.
Yeah.
Eric, what about you? You looking forward to Christmas?
I'm pretty indifferent to Christmas, but it is my birthday on the 26th.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe that.
Do you get screwed over, like one present for both?
Yeah, it happens quite a lot. The worst is that nobody ever really has time to spend my birthday with me because they're just doing their own family stuff. So there were many a birthday where I was actually alone.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My birthday is December 10th, which is actually quite everyone's in party mood and present buying mood, but it's just enough before Christmas that they're separate.
They spent all their money.
Well, my sister's the 28th of January, and she always kind of gets. She always, I think, had bad luck with that because people are just too broke to buy her presents.
Re-gifting.
Yeah, she gets a teapot every year. Guy, Tejas, you guys looking forward to Christmas, or what do you like, don't like about it?
I don't know. I'm not so enthusiastic about Christmas, but it's one of those things, perhaps because I don't have any expectation, when it kind of arrives I think, oh, this is quite nice, so in a way it's good, but I don't have a big build up to it.
So lower your expectations and it should be
always
okay.
always good.
Tejas,
I'm also, I mean, I don't want to say indifferent because I don't even like, it's not part of my, like, really part of my culture. So in India, I would never really think about it at all. But since I've come to Europe, I've actually, I really like the sort of festive mood around it. And I still don't celebrate it, but at least like I like to like go out on like Christmas Eve evenings to like markets and stuff and like really see and enjoy it from like sort of a distant perspective. I don't really participate actively in it, but I like to just see other people kind of how they because. My first Christmas here was actually in Paris, and then last year I saw it here, so I also like to kind of see how different cultures look at it, like, and celebrate it differently. So that's just it.
I think Prague is a nice place to see Christmas celebrated.
Yeah, that is true.
Anyway, we will get started with round one, which is called Back and Forth. Each team gets five individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, minus 2 points for a wrong answer. But you can pass it to the other team without losing anything, and they can try answer for one risk-free point. Everyone ready to go?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Team 1, Peach. Which music album cover features a man about to smash a guitar on the stage? An homage to Elvis Presley's debut album. Which music album cover features a man about to smash a guitar on the stage?
I can see it in my head, but I don't know if I know what it is.
Then you can see more than I can.
Yeah.
I think Guy knows. Isn't it?
We get a minus point, right, if we don't get this right.
Minus two.
If you're wrong, but...
Let's pass because it'll be a guess.
Yeah.
You're going to pass it?
We're going to pass.
Okay.
Paris?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, it's the Clash London Calling.
It is the Clash London Calling. Very good.
Yeah.
1 point. And team two pair, which music album cover features light refracting through a prism?
You know that, yeah.
Yeah, I think I do, but
Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, it is Dark Side of the Moon. By whom?
Pink Floyd.
We know that. Just for the record.
I would like to have the very same question. Yes.
Okay, Team Peach, question two. On Christopher Columbus's first voyage in 1492, what was the name of one of his ships that began with the letter P? He had three ships. What was the one that began with P?
It's a guess, though, really.
It's more your ballpark than mine.
He discovered where you're from.
That's true, yeah. Do you want to risk the minus two, or do you...
Yeah, I'll risk it.
The Pina?
I can't give you that. It's not close enough.
Okay.
It was Pinta.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry about that. And
team
two pair, on the same kind of idea, on his first voyage in 1492, the name of his ship that began with the letter N.
I'm not sure. I think we should just pass it. Okay. It's not worth minus two.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to pass it?
Yeah.
Okay, Dean Peach?
You said N?
N, yeah.
This is a city in France, but Nantes.
No, I'm afraid not.
Nostromo.
Nostromo.
The Nina. Team Peach, question three. The movie Moneyball is about which sport? The movie Moneyball is about which sport?
Yeah.
Baseball.
It is baseball. Two much needed points there. That puts you back up onto zero. And Team Pear, question three to you. The movie Point Break is about which sport or sporting activity? The movie Point Break is about which sport or sporting activity?
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. Okay, I don't know. I don't know the movie. Okay.
Is it figure skating?
No, it's not figure skating. Minus 2 points. For no points, but you know what it is?
Surfing.
It is surfing, yeah. Keanu Reeves and Patrick Swayze, surfing bank robbers. Okay. Team Peach, question four. What is the highest peak in the Andes? The highest peak in the Andes Mountains.
I don't know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell you either.
We pass, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to pass?
Yeah, we don't know.
Okay, Team Pear?
Nobody knows.
Any peak in the Andes.
I don't know.
Do you want to have
Llama
any guess?
Llama Point.
Llama Point. No, it's Aconcagua. Aconcagua. And Team 2, Team Pear, what is the highest peak in the Alps?
Oh my God. Come on.
Yeah, must be.
Mont Blanc?
It is Mont Blanc, 2 points. And final question of the round. I bet you wish you sat in that. Okay, Team Peach, question five. Which is mentioned more in the Bible, sheep or lamb? Which word is mentioned more times, sheep or lamb?
It's a great question.
What are you
I'm leaning towards this one.
I thought maybe the other.
Yeah, I know, and I think that's the trick.
Okay. Chris is still young. We can go with that.
Yeah, sure.
So, you want to say it?
Sheep.
You're going to go with sheep?
Yeah.
You're correct.
Yeah, it was a trick. I knew it.
There are no trick questions. It's a little bit tricky. And team two, team pair. Yes or no? Are cats mentioned in the Bible? Are cats
mentioned...
Are we
talking Old and New Testaments?
The whole thing. Yeah. Are cats mentioned in the Bible?
I mean, surely so in all those books, they must have been, surely.
Usually, like, don't cats have, like, an association with, like, Satan or devil or something?
But that's why you would mention them.
Yeah.
Sorry, are you going to go for it?
Yes.
And your answer is?
Yes.
You are incorrect.
Yeah,
no,
they're not mentioned.
Cats are not mentioned in the Bible. So at the end of that tense but low scoring round, Team Peach finish on 2 points, Team Pear finish on 1 point. So we move into round number two, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 5 questions, they write the answers down, and if they're both correct, each team gets 1 point. If only one team is correct, that team gets 2 points. And these are all related to the topics that we had in question one, like general topics. So, round two, question one for both teams. Where in the world of music would you know Spencer Eldon? Spencer Eldon. Where would you know him in the world of music? Okay, round two, question two. After the Pinta and the Nina, what is the name of the other ship that was in Columbus's first voyage in 1492? So there was the Pinta, the Nina, and the name. What's the name of the third ship for Columbus's first voyage in 1492? Okay, question three. What is the highest grossing movie franchise that involves a sporting activity? What is the highest grossing movie franchise that involves a sporting activity? Very well known movie franchise.
Can I ask you a question? How do you define sporting in this?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask that.
No, okay.
I have checked a couple of different websites listed this as the highest grossing of sports movies.
Okay.
They literally said sports. So I'm saying sporting activity because I think it's probably a better description. Question four. At 2,943 meters, Coma Pedrosa is the highest mountain in which European country? At 2,943 meters, Coma Pedrosa is the highest mountain in which European country? That's C-O-M-A, the new word, P-E-D-R-O-S-A. Okay, and question five, last question of the round. After sheep, lambs, and rams, what is the second most mentioned animal in the Bible? So after sheep, lambs, and rams, which are all kind of in the sheep family, what is the second most mentioned animal in the Bible? Okay, so let's get to the answers to round two. So team one, Peach, from where in the world of music would you know Spencer Eldon?
From the Sex Pistols.
Okay, you're saying from the Sex Pistols. And team two?
From Elvis's band.
From Elvis's band. You're both incorrect. He is on the cover of Nevermind by Nirvana.
Oh, that guy. Okay. Yeah.
Team two pair, question two. After Pinta and Nina, what's the name of the other ship in Columbus's first voyage?
We said Marie.
Maria.
Maria, yeah. And team one?
Santa Maria.
It's 2 points to team one. It is Santa Maria.
Santa.
Okay, team one, question three. What is the highest grossing movie franchise that involves a sporting activity?
We said Fast and Furious.
And team two?
We said the same.
You are both correct.
Good, okay.
It is.
Nice.
It's somewhat questionable. Yeah. I fully understand that. But the franchise,
I think, pushes in that direction,
team two, question four. At 2,943 meters, Coma Pedrosa is the highest mountain in which European country?
Andorra.
You say Andorra, and team one?
Romania.
It is Andorra.
Okay.
2 points.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I wrote it down just for the
record.
I
thought it was too obvious. So,
I know this quiz has had a weird relationship with Andorra earlier in the season. And team one, after sheep, lambs, and rams, what is the second most mentioned animal in the Bible?
We decided on goat.
You said goat, and team two?
We went for rats.
You went for rat. The correct answer is goat.
Oh, nice.
So 2 points. So at the end of that round, team Peach picked up 5 points. That puts you on to 7. Team Pear picked up 3. That puts you on to 4.
Still very low scoring.
So we move into round number 3, which is called Close Enough. But just before we get to the questions, so Amanda and Eric, they are a couple and they're on team one. Amanda is also a quiz host in Prague. You host ALT quizzes, Amanda.
Yeah, ALT quizzes. I have 4 quizzes across Prague on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And you can find me at ALT Quiz on Instagram and Facebook.
Cool. So if you're looking for quizzes on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, go check out ALT Quizzes. And on team two, Guy and Tejas, who've been on this before, are regulars at my Monday night quiz in the James Joyce. So there is plenty of English language quizzing in Prague if you want to go check that out. Anyway, close enough. The teams get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams have the same answer, they both get 2 points and a bonus 3rd point if they are bang on. So, question one. Guns N' Roses' best-selling album is Appetite for Destruction, their debut album. Also, I think one of the highest-selling debut albums of all time. How many certified copies did it sell to the nearest 1 million? Mm. How many certified copies to the nearest million did Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction sell?
Can I ask when it came out?
Because
I
don't
know.
It was
1987. Oh,
87, okay. 1987 right. Came out.
Does that include downloads?
I guess it probably would.
Yeah.
I mean, I took this from Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Okay, question two. We've already mentioned Christopher Columbus's first voyage in 1492, but in total, how many voyages did Christopher Columbus make to the New World? In total, how many different voyages did Columbus make to the New World? Okay, question number three. Including the Creed movies, how many films are there in the Rocky franchise? Including the Creed movies, how many films are there in the Rocky franchise? Okay, question four. The Carpathian Mountains in Central Europe traverse how many countries? The Carpathian Mountain range in Central Europe traverses or covers how many different countries? Question number five, last question of the round. So we know that sheep and goats are top of the list for the animals mentioned in the Bible. The eighth most commonly mentioned biblical animal is the camel. How many times is a camel mentioned in the Bible? How many times is camel mentioned in the Bible?
The eighth.
The eighth most commonly mentioned biblical animal.
You didn't give us any numbers for the other animals, did you?
I didn't actually, but I can. I forgot to. So just to say, sheep is 212 times. Lamb was 203 times. And I actually did, I forgot to write down goat.
Okay,
so let's get to the answers to round number three. Team two, to the nearest million, number of certified copies of Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction sold, you said?
20 million.
20 million. And team one, Peach?
66 million.
I wish. It's one of my favourite albums. It is 22.8.
Oh, wow.
So 23 would be the closest, so 2 points to Team Pear. Team 2, Team Peach. How many voyages did Columbus make in total to the New World, you guys said?
Three.
You said three, and Pears?
We said three as well.
You are both getting 2 points, but the correct answer is four. Correct answer is
yeah,
four.
Yeah, I said three or four.
Team Pear, Team 2. Including the Creed movies, how many films in the Rocky franchise, you guys said?
Nine.
And Team Peach?
Eight.
It is eight.
Nice. Yes.
3 points, bang on the money to Team One Peach. There are five Rocky films, and as we found out from Tejas earlier, there are three Creed films. It could have been a deflection tactic, who knows. Okay, Team One, Team Peach. Carpathian Mountains traverse how many countries?
We said four.
Four, and Team Pear?
We said six.
Okay, 2 points to Team Pear. The correct answer is seven.
Oh, wow, okay.
Czech Republic, Austria, Poland, Slovakia, Ukraine, Romania, and Serbia.
Yeah, we didn't know they went so far.
Wrong countries.
Yeah, that's right.
And Team Pear, Team Two, how many times is camel the eighth most common biblical animal mentioned in the Bible, you guys said?
12.
12, and
we
Team
also
one?
Said 12.
Oh.
So you both get the 2 points. You're not giving camels their fair due. It was 71 times. 71 mentions of camels. So at the end of that round, Team 1, the Peaches, picked up 7, so they're now on 14. Team 2, Pear, picked up 8, so they are on 12. So we move into round number 4, which is called the Knockout. The teams are given a category with multiple answers. We go back and forth and team members answer individually, so no conferring, no writing answers down. You get 1 point for a correct answer and you get to keep on going. If you answer incorrectly, you're knocked out. The team with the lowest score starts, which is Team Pear, so we'll go Tejas, Eric, Guy, Amanda. So according to Wikipedia, the name the 16 women solo performing artists with the best-selling albums of all times. No repeat. So some of the women do have albums in the top 16 or top 10. So I'm going beyond that for the top 16 of all time. 16 individual answers. Everyone ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, Tejas?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is not there.
Whoa! Okay, rethinking strategy entirely. Whoa.
Okay, so Tejas, you are... Let me just double check that. That seems weird.
That does seem weird.
From what date is that?
Depends on...
All time.
Including current.
Okay. If this is wrong now, then I'm going to be very confused.
Okay, so Tejas, you are knocked out. That is surprising, though. Eric?
Madonna.
Madonna is there. That
yes!
is 1 point. Guy?
Beyonce.
Beyonce is not there.
Okay.
So team two pair is knocked out. Okay. Team one, Pete, you've got a chance to rack up some points here, Amanda.
No, everybody said the ones I had in mind. Tina Turner?
No, yeah. Amanda, you are knocked out. So, Eric, this is all down to you. You could clear up here or...
I warned.
This could be a very short round.
Rihanna.
No.
Rihanna is not there either.
What? But
is it like the older ones?
Diana
like,
Ross?
Yeah, I was thinking like
Ella Fitzgerald or like...
Like Celine
Donna
Dion.
Summer.
Okay, so Eric, you are knocked out as well. So 1 point to Team Pete on that round. Up to 15. Team Pear remains on 12.
So Cindy
what's this list? We gotta know.
Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Shania Twain.
Would not have guessed.
Alanis Morissette.
Oh, God, really?
Celine Dion.
Okay, nah, so Taylor Swift.
Adele.
Soul Dilemma.
Mariah Carey. Norah Jones.
Nah.
Carole King. Britney Spears. Tracy Chapman. Lauryn Hill. Cyndi Lauper. Avril Lavigne. Amy Winehouse. And Toni Braxton. So at the very end of a very low-scoring knockout, it's 15 to Peach and 12 to Pear. Okay, we move into round number 5, which is called Geo-Quizzical. In this round, the questions are tailored to the countries our players are from. A correct answer is worth 3 points. However, the domestic player sits out unless they are called upon to help answer. If the domestic player is called back, that team only gets 1 point. However, if the team use their domestic player and they are wrong, it's minus 2 points. If a team doesn't use a domestic player or doesn't have a domestic player, no minus points. Answers are written down and checked after each question.
Yes.
So I'm looking for the best-selling music album in your country by an artist from your country based on sales only within your country, not global sales.
The album?
I'm looking for the artist's name.
Oh, the artist's name.
So okay. For example, the best-selling album of all time in Germany, based on sales in Germany, is the Dirty Dancing original soundtrack. That wouldn't be included because it's not by a German artist. The first question relates to Germany, so Eric has stepped away. So it's a 2002 album. It's his 20th album, and it's a German rock pop artist. It's a 2002 album. It's his 20th studio album, and he is a German rock pop artist. What is his name?
I have no clue. Billy Schmidt.
Okay, so we'll get to the answer. Team 2 pair, do you have any? Do you want to have a guess on it?
I have no idea. So, I don't know.
Okay, and Team 1 Peach?
Is it Falco?
It's not Falco.
No.
He's Austrian.
Oh. Actually, yeah. But no minus points
didn't
there.
Know that.
Herbert Grönemeyer. Okay, question 2. It's the UK question, so Guy has stepped away. So it's a greatest hits album that was released in 1976 by a band. What's the name of that band? So it's a band, not a solo performer, and it's their greatest hits album, which was released in 1976. Well, it's a greatest hits album released in 1976. Okay, so let's get to the answer to question 2. Team 1, Peach, what did you guys say?
We were going with the Beatles.
You went with the Beatles. And Team 2, Tejas?
I said Beatles.
You said Beatles as well. You're both incorrect. Guy, what would you have said?
Queen.
Queen is correct.
Oh, shit. So that was my first instinct.
You had it. Yeah, why?
No,
I thought it was too early for a greatest hits.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Yeah, it does. Seems too early to me.
I immediately
because
wrote
she
it down.
Had it, and I actually
talked
you out of it because
yeah.
I thought it was too early for that.
Yeah, it's, but maybe they did kind of different version plugging on the later
ones. But the Beatles have a greatest hits album as
well. They had Oldies but Goldies, which was I think 68, and then they had these two red and blue
the red
albums,
one. Felix
but they were double albums, and I don't think they ever sold
because
in
because Felix
the
has the red
one.
Yeah, my parents.
That's what I
actually
thought.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Shit.
So no points there, but no minus points. Okay, question three is the USA question, so Amanda has stepped away. So again, it's a greatest hits album. It was released in 1981, and it's a band. So not solo, but a band. A greatest hits album by this band from 1981. It's an American band. Okay, so we'll get to the answer to question three. Eric, what did you say?
Nothing. I have nothing.
You have absolutely
nothing? I
have
nothing.
You don't want to even guess a band?
Everything I think of, I'm like, oh no, they're English, so...
Okay. Okay, in team two, you could get 3 points and put you bang on level with team Peach.
Okay, Eagles.
It is the Eagles.
Yeah.
You are correct. Three points. Okay, and question four is the India question. Tejas has stepped away. It's this artist. He's a male solo performer. It's his debut album from the year 2006. Indian singer. It sold 55 million copies.
Wow.
It was his debut album in 2006, and it sold 55 million copies. The name of this Indian singer. Do you want to invite Tejas back, or do you want to have just to go yourself, or take the, or at least not risk losing points?
No, I'll have him back.
You'll have him back?
Mm-hmm.
He looks disappointed. Okay, Tejas is going to be called back.
I have an answer, but I don't think it's right.
Okay.
I figure it's fairly contemporary, so
I mean,
you should
I
be on your radar somewhere.
Okay, so let's get to the answer to question four, the India question. So, team two pair, what did you say now that Tejas came back?
Is it A.R. Rahman?
A.R. Rahman, again?
Rahman.
Rahman, and team one you said?
We just said Kapoor as the last name.
Okay, neither of you are correct, so minus 2 points to team two pair. Himesh Reshammiya? For an album called Apka Surur.
Shit.
So at the end of that round, very low scoring as has this quiz as this quiz has been so far, but it's still very close. Team Peach picked up nothing, they stay on 15. Team Pear picked up 3 and then lost 2, so ultimately picked up 1 and they finish on 13 with 2 more rounds to go. Okay, we move into round number 5, which is called the numbers. The teams will be given a list of number-based questions. They need to work out the answers and add them up. If a team is correct, they get 4 points. If no team is correct, the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. Teams also get 1 point for each individual correct answer to the supporting questions. Teams must have their answers clearly written by the end of the time. You'll have about a minute and a half to answer the questions after I read them out. Your 5 questions are: the number of studio albums the Beatles released in Britain, the number of cities in Colombia with a population over 1 million people, the number of films in the Back to the Future franchise, the number of mountains in Ireland that are 1,000 meters tall or higher, and according to the Bible, God created the sun, moon, and stars on which number day of the week? So the number of studio albums the Beatles released in Britain, number of cities in Colombia with a population over 1 million people, the number of films in the Back to the Future franchise, the number of mountains in Ireland with a height of 1,000 meters or higher, and according to the Bible, God created the sun, moon, and stars on which number day? So while they are writing their answers down, just a quick message to say thank you for listening. We are all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks, so please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave a review, 5 stars, I hope. If you would like to get in touch, you can find the Inquisition Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or you can email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's Inquisition with a Z. Okay, let's get back to the show. Okay, so, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so let's just get the totals first. Team Pete, what was your total?
18.
18 and Team Pear?
17.
So we have 18 and 17. So we'll come to the back to that in a minute. But let's do the individual parts first. Team Pete, number of studio albums the Beatles released in Britain, you guys said?
8.
And Team Pear?
I said 9.
It was actually 12.
Whoa.
And it was 17 in the US.
Okay.
Okay, so no points on that. Team Pear, the number of cities in Colombia with a population over 1 million, you guys said?
2.
And Team Pete?
2 as well.
That's 4. Bogota, Medellin, Cali, and Barranquilla. Team 1, Peach, number of films in the Back to the Future franchise?
3.
And
3.
3 and 3, that's a point and a point. Team Pear, number of mountains in Ireland that are 1,000 metres or higher, you said?
None
and?
2.
It's actually 3.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, because weirdly, there is actually one which is exactly 1,000 metres.
Somebody put some soil.
Yeah. And Team Peach, God created the sun, moon, and stars on which day?
On the third day.
Third day, and you guys said?
Third as well.
Third day. It was actually on the fourth day.
Oh,
on
okay.
The fourth day. And Team Peach, you guys said 18. Team Perry, you said 17.
17, yeah.
The correct total is 26. So Team Peach, you get 2 points on that. So Team Peach picks up 3 points in that round, brings them up to 18. Team Pear picked up 1 point. They are on 14 going into the final round. Okay, we move into round number 7, the final round, which is Grab the Fruit. We have Team Peach against Team Pear. Teams are given 11 questions. The first team to shout out the name of their fruit gets to answer. 2 points for a correct answer. If they're wrong or they take too long, it goes back or forth to the other team. No minus points. Only the person who calls the fruit may answer, so no giving the answers. Everyone ready?
Yep.
So, question 1. Who released the 1995 album Jagged Little Pill?
Pear.
Yep.
Alanis Morissette.
It was Alanis Morissette. 2 points to Team 2. Question number 2. What modern day country was Christopher Columbus born in?
Bet.
Yep.
Portugal?
No. Team 1, you can answer.
Spain?
No. Open to everyone. What modern day country was Christopher Columbus born in?
Italy.
It was Italy. 2 points to team number 1. Oh. Question number 3. Robert Englund played which horror film character in 1984?
Peach?
Yep.
Mike Myers?
No. Team 2?
Freddy Krueger.
It was Freddy Krueger. 2 points. Question number 4. What is the name of the highest mountain in the Czech Republic?
Pear.
Yep.
Snezhka.
It is Snezhka. 2 points to team number 2. Question number 5. I need all 4 answers for this. In the Bible, who wrote the 4 Gospels?
Peach.
Yep.
Mark, Matthew, Luke, and... Oh.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
John.
Yep, just in time. 2 points. Question number 6. Which band went in a very different direction with their 4th album, Kid A?
Pear.
Yep.
Radiohead.
It was Radiohead. 2 points to Team Pear. Question number 7. Who is the best selling Colombian music artist of all time?
Pear.
Yep.
Shakira. Shakira? No.
Peach.
Yep.
Shakira.
Shakira. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Damn.
Question number 8. Question number 8. In the first Back to the Future film, what year did Marty travel back to? Yep.
1958.
No.
56.
No.
Peach, 55.
Yes, 55. 2 points to team 1. Question number 9. What is the highest mountain outside of Asia?
Peach.
Yep.
K2.
No.
Kilimanjaro?
No. You're both free to answer. I'll give you a clue. It's already been mentioned in the quiz. It is Aconcagua. 2 points to team pair. Question number 10. Mount Ararat is in which modern day country?
Mount
Ararat from the Bible, where Noah's Ark landed, apparently, is in which modern day country?
Peach?
Yep.
Israel?
No.
Saudi Arabia?
No. I'll give you each a couple more guesses before we get to it.
Iran?
Iran, no.
Egypt?
No.
Syria?
No. One more guess to team two.
Jordan.
No, it's in Turkey. Oh, and question number 11, the last question. The highest peak of the Carpathian Mountains is in which country?
Pair.
Yep.
Romania?
No.
Serbia?
No. Team two, you or both teams are free to answer.
Ukraine?
No.
Slovakia?
Yes, it is Slovakia. 2 points to team number two. So at the end of that round, team one, Peach, picked up 8 points, putting them on 26. Team two, Pear, picked up 12 points, putting them on to 26. So we have our first ever tiebreaker at the end of a round on the Inquisition. So we have our first ever tiebreaker at the end of an episode of The Inquisition. So thank you guys for making this a very tense and tight, close episode. It's been very enjoyable. We know that sheep, lambs and rams are some of the most popularly mentioned animals in the Bible. We know that the camel is the eighth most mentioned animal in the Bible with 71. We also know that the goat is the second most mentioned animal in the Bible. But how many times is goat mentioned in the Bible? So how many times, for 1 point, is goat mentioned in the Bible? Okay, guys, so have you got answers?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so team one, what did you say?
We wrote 172.
You went 172, and you guys?
171.
171 to Team Pear, 172 to Team Peach. God. The correct answer is 172.
Oh
my God.
What?
My God, you got it bang on the money.
Oh my God.
Those Bible study classes.
I'm so fucked.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That is weirdly freaky. So at the end of that episode, and at the end of the tiebreak, Team Peach picked up one more bonus point, getting a bang on the money. I'd say even two more points on that to bring them up to a score of 28. Team Pear, you played very well. It was a very tight, tough quiz. And so Tejas and Guy, thank you so much. Very close in second place in 26, guys. Well done. But I also think worthy winners after a hard-fought quiz and an inspired choice for your tiebreak answer, getting a bag of the money. So Team Peach, Amanda and Eric, you finish on 28 points. Well done, guys. So thank you very much, everyone, for taking part. The Inquisition will be back in 2 weeks' time. So take care, good night, good afternoon, wherever you're listening, and see you soon. Bye-bye. I have noticed in the past that the difficulty of questions is skewed more towards team two getting more difficult questions. Okay, so I've been trying to balance that a little bit more in the last couple of episodes.
I think you went too far.
Sheeps? The word sheep or sheeps? Well, no, sorry, it's not sheep. It's sheep. It's not sheeps. It's sheeps. There's no S at the end of sheep, but you know that as an English teacher. I'm not convinced about Fast and Furious, really.
Being a spoiler. In the first one, the plot was that they were trying to steal TVs with inbuilt VCRs.
But it's a good way to divide your listeners in, like, is it a sport and is it not a sport?
Okay, in question five, last question of the round. After sheep, lambs, and rams, which sounds like a Welsh porno.
So I think there's three.
I don't know if it's the same actor from, like, way back when, but...
No, you're talking about Creed 1, 2,
it's
and
3.
It's
the same...
Don't forget 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Can you tell me where the largest population of wild camels lives?
The Bible?
Oh, I know this.
Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They have wild camels in Australia.
Oh, which it's like feral camels, yeah, I would say. Yeah. More than wild, yeah. All those are above Taylor Swift.
That doesn't make sense.
Wow. Taylor Swift,
yeah. She had an album where every single song was in the top 10.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's no way. Yeah.
I might not have best-selling. I probably didn't. I should have clarified that.
Vinyl.
Best-selling individual albums.
But still.
But yeah.
Midnight should be on there.
Anyway.
I think these are best-selling individual albums. I should probably clarify
that. Maybe because people are not downloading the album for the Taylor Swift, they're just downloading
that one song. Or something. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, even when you see Avril Lavigne there.
Yeah,
that doesn't surprise me.
I think that makes sense.
Mm. I think. Yeah.
But I mean, like Celine Dion, Shania Twain, they must have sold a lot.
No, true. I just feel like the other ones also would have sold a lot, but.
Wait till we get to the Indian music question.
Yeah,
I'm really not looking forward to that one. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to be here for it. You can have a break.
Yeah. It would have been between the Eagles and the Beach Boys for me.
I had no idea.
But he said rock and like Beach Boys is like...
Wow.
I legitimately had no idea.
Psychedelic rock. Wow, like, yeah.
Well, it is what it is.